Unless an HLA lugs an invading virus to where the leukocyte can notice it, that is, the immune system cannot know it exists, let alone attack it. Most human groups are a scattershot mix of HLA profiles, which means that almost always, some people in the group will not get sick when exposed to a particular pathogen. People with similar HLA profiles fall victim to the same diseases in the same way. In the 1990s, Black reviewed 36 studies of South American Indians. Not to his surprise, he discovered that overall, Indians have fewer HLA types than populations from Europe, Asia, and Africa. European populations have at least 35 main HLA classes, whereas Indian groups have no more than 17. In addition, Native American HLA profiles are dominated by an unusually small number of types. About 1 out of 3 South American Indians, Black discovered, have identical or near-identical HLA profiles. For Africans, the figure is 1 in 200. In South America, he estimated, the minimum probability that a pathogen in one host will next encounter a host with a similar immune spectrum is about 28%. In Europe, the chance is less than 2%. As a result, Black argued, people of the New World are unusually susceptible to diseases of the old. Being genetically determined, Indian HLA homogeneity cannot be changed, except by intermarriage with non-Indians. Because the point is persistently misunderstood, it bears repeating that genetic homogeneity does not imply genetic inferiority. Spaniards did have a wider genetic array, but claiming that for this reason they were inherently superior is like saying that the motley mob at a football game is somehow superior to the closely related attendees of a family reunion. At the same time, this genetic difference had enormous and tragic historical implications.